At this time, you not only have a cognitive understanding of the retention framework, you also have like some emotional context. You went back in time and allowed me to do with you what I have done literally with so many people face to face. I led you through a comprehensive breakdown of why a job worked for you and why a job did not work for you. Now, you know and feel like a level of connection with this new concept. Now I want you to imagine that I am sitting across from a key volunteer who's been serving with you. And they asked me to coffee, just as I've done many, many, many times over with scores of people. I pull out a napkin and I ask them to rank each area and the role in which they serve. Just like I led you through that exercise in your former job, let's pretend that I'm providing the same experience for your key volunteer. Now, I want you to look through the lens of how the volunteer under your leadership might rank you and their role. In this exercise, I will ask you to rank how you feel your volunteers might answer. Let's get started. Please notice that compensation has already been preset at zero. This person is a volunteer. They are not monetarily compensated. They get no pay. Let's move on to sense of purpose. Efforts matter to others and the greater good. Do your volunteers feel that their role is making a difference? Do you feel good? Do they feel good about what they're doing and trying to accomplish? Do they have a firm grasp of the why that this role matters? Rank that from 0 to 10. Another aspect is work relationships. Enjoy the people with whom you interact. How would you rank your volunteers, how would your volunteers rank the quality of friendships and connection they experience through this role? Do your volunteers feel isolated and alone in their roles? Rank this from 0 to 10. Let's shift toward now appreciation, thankful recognition for efforts. Would you say that your volunteers feel that you notice their contribution and acknowledge their work? How would volunteers rank their feeling of being thanked in a way that matters to them? Give that a 0 to 10. The fifth area is metric for success, clearly defined expectations and duties. Do volunteers know what was expected of them, and could they self-evaluate whether they hit the mark? Could volunteers easily self-assess on a particular day if they won on that day or not? Again, mark this 0 to 10. The next category, workload. Workload is reasonable for one human to accomplish. Would volunteers say that the time and effort required to succeed at this role is realistic? Is this role burning them out? Or would they say that this role is painfully simple and not even a challenge? Mark 0 if the role was leading to burnout or is painfully boring, and mark 10 if the role is appropriately challenging and keeps them motivated. Now, on to influence, make decisions that shape the future. Would you say that your volunteers think that they have a voice to make things better? Now, before you quickly answer and say, well, I have an open door policy, let me ask it differently. Do your volunteers have an easy path to share feedback and input? Or do they have to seek you out and open the conversation and tell you their thoughts? Listen, some people will never, ever, ever take this kind of a risk. Put down 0 if they do not have a clear path to share their voice. Put 10 if you have a variety of ways for them to safely provide feedback. Now, in the area of giftedness, working within your sweet spot, how would you say that your volunteers feel? Are volunteers using their green light gifts? Or are they, these green light gifts are giving them energy, and they're showing up getting energy? Or are they in a red light area that is literally a drain? Mark 0 to 10 in the area of giftedness. Now on to agreement. Do they agree with how the goals are pursued? How would you say that your volunteers would agree? Would they look up at how you do ministry? How would they rank that? Sure, they get the goal, but do they agree with the path that is taken to achieve that goal? Mark 0 to 10. Would volunteers report that you, their leader, are present at events and gatherings? Would volunteers say that you personally know them? Would volunteers identify you as a person they like and enjoy seeing face to face? Rank 0 to 10 on the engaged leader, the supervisor that knows and cares and helps. Now, just as before, I want you to add this up, all 10 areas, and put that into that space that we've entitled the aggregate score. As stated previously, this is an important number. In my personal quest to understand why volunteers left the role, I found some important trends. As stated before, anything under 70, they're gone. Anything over 70, they'll tend to stay. Scores falling below 70, we do not typically retain those volunteers. Scores under 70, that amounted to a volunteer saying to us, this is just not worth it. Listen, this volunteering thing is extra in their lives. This is like, if it's not adding value to them, why wouldn't they quit? It's just as simple as that. Now, I want you to save this PDF. And at the end of this module on retention, we're actually going to swing back around to a survey of some different segments of your volunteer populations. We're literally going to like not pretend and you're not going to ask in your mind. We're actually going to like go out and survey them. These survey results are extraordinarily revealing. And let me close with this. Sometimes our thoughts about where we think our volunteers might score and their actual scores, they don't line up at all. This cannot be a guessing game. Now, let's turn our attention to some powerful case studies. And we've provided these in your leader book. I want you to read through some of these case studies along the way with each and every one of your modules. Now, let's turn our attention to some powerful case studies. Let's move on and take this retention framework thing just one step deeper.